It is coming up tomorrow night. It is a great event on the ice at Snoopy's Ice Arena. The North Bay Guns and Hoses Hockey Club goes up against the San Jose Sharks alumni. And we have a bunch of people here to talk about it. We have firefighters from Southern Marin. We've got Tom Moran and Josh Ganabin. Now, Josh, are you also from Southern Marin? Or are you from here in the Sonoma County area?
I work here for Santa Rosa Fire Department.
Okay. Then local guy you are. So Josh and Tom are here, and on the phone with us is a Shark alumni, Douglas Murray. Douglas, good morning to you, too.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
I love the name of it, the Sharks alumni and the North Bay Guns and Hoses. And this is a very popular rivalry, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a pretty big thing that we have going now. And this event obviously happened, unfortunately, due to the tragedies that came through here. And,
looking for a fundraiser?
And we're looking for a fundraiser. And the Sharks alumni were nice enough to reach out to us. And Kaiser Permanente was nice enough to put some backing behind it.
They're
our presenting sponsor. And we have a pretty cool thing going on tomorrow night in Sonoma County. So it's going to be probably the biggest thing to ever happen in hockey up here.
I didn't know that firefighters were all that hockey-oriented before this.
We're all pretty athletic, and big mix of guys from all over the Bay Area that are extremely into hockey and are really excited to play against some of their definite idols and heroes for the Sharks.
Yeah, and Larry, I'm sure you have a question for Douglas Murray, former Shark man.
Hey, Doug, here's the deal. I mean, I know this is for charity. I know these guys are firefighters, but if somebody messes up, you got to back check somebody. I'm sure that's not going to be a problem, right?
Well, that's not going to be a problem at all. And even though this is a goodwill game, I'm not going to let Tom Renner or the boys get the better of us.
Well, you know, I don't know, Douglas. We were all firefighter fans in September, but now we're kind of protective of our guys and gals.
Yeah, well, I think it's a good thing. They're pretty tough guys, and you talk a lot about courage as a hockey player, blocking shots and, playing injured and all that. But, the courage they show on a daily basis, and especially on the tragic moments like this, doesn't even compare. The hockey courage doesn't even compare to that. So, I mean, we're honored to play these guys, and we are big fans of them always, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, let me ask Josh and Tom, what's your hockey background now?
Well, I grew up playing here in Santa Rosa. Started playing when I was 12.
At the Ice Arena, of course.
At the Ice Arena,
yes.
At Snoopy's, and played all the way till I was 16, and then played Junior Sharks for a year, which at the time was the only Tier 1 team in Northern California, and then came back here and finished up my short hockey career here in Santa Rosa.
Okay. All right, Tom. Yeah, go ahead, Larry.
Tom, you sound pretty good, but Mike Ricci, Owen Nolan, Douglas Murray, and Kyle McLaren are playing. You guys might be in for a long
night.
Wow.
Yeah, it could be a little long. They do have a long bus ride ahead of them just to get up here, so we're hoping
they're going to be tired by the time they get
I like that.
Where's that?
Go with that theory. Yeah.
I'm kind of hoping their hips are pretty shot and they're going to be sore when they get off the bus.
Well, Douglas, clearly, the battle lines have been drawn here, and what they're saying is my interpretation of what they're saying is you guys are too old to worry about.
Well, that's only one way to find out, and that is to come and watch the game on Friday if Tom and his boys have any tickets left. But we're going to make sure that we get nice and loose by the time after that long bus ride up there.
And sad to say this morning that it is sold out. There aren't any other public tickets available for this event. That goes to show how successful it is. And guys, talk about what you're raising money for in particular.
So we have four organizations that we're raising money for. One of them is the Mark West Little League. And we're going to help those guys get some equipment back.
Great.
The bike drive for fire victims. that's been all over the news, Cal Fire.
Yeah, you've given away a lot of bikes already.
Yeah, and, yeah. Unfortunately, there is a demand that's exceeding the ability to get the bikes. And unfortunately, a lot of the manpower just left to go down south.
I know a lot of you guys headed down south when the wildfires broke out down there. Yeah,
so we're even more dependent now on financial donations to go buy new bikes to make sure we get them in time for Christmas for the kids. The Speedway Children's Charities is out of Sonoma Raceway, and those folks have been super nice. They have a grant foundation, and we're going to be putting money aside for children's specific charities who were affected by the fires.
Fantastic.
And then there's the Santa Rosa Firefighters Toys for Kids program.
Yeah, that's a big one. I know those barrels were getting full at the Christmas lighting in Courthouse Square not long ago. So I know that's a big... So for folks who cannot get a ticket at this point for the big game tomorrow night at Snoopy's Ice Arena, tell us how best to get in touch with you to support the causes that you just talked about.
You can find all information on SharksAlumniFoundation.org. And it's several ways to get involved. And we have a text to donate. You can make a plain donation on the site. And we also have an online auction of some great different items. And all the jerseys that are being played with from the Sharks alumni has a commemorative patch of the North Bay Guns and Hoses. And the jerseys will be signed by the player and auctioned off online.
So you get those game-worn jerseys. There's nothing like that in somebody's Christmas stocking.
Exactly. You know, hey, Tom, if things get a little hectic on the ice tomorrow and the Sharks drop gloves, they don't necessarily want to shake your hands, okay? Just be aware.
That's all right. That's all right. Yeah, no.
This is what we call a friendly rivalry. And let's just hope, gentlemen, that nobody ends up in the ER as a result of this this game tomorrow night. It's going to be a lot of fun for a great cause. And it sounds like there's some investment in it on both sides.
Yeah, it's taken, I would say, probably hundreds of hours of planning. We have a whole army of people working on this to make it all happen. Gina Hunsinger, Kevin McCool at Snoopy's Home Ice. It's a big enough deal that Mrs. Schultz herself is coming out.
Fantastic. Jeannie Schultz will be there.
And
fantastic.
We have a whole bunch of cool little things that are going to happen throughout the night. And it's going to be a real fun night.
Well, it is a beautiful thing. And we've heard of a lot of fundraisers, obviously, since October, raising money for North Bay Fire survivors. And this is a new one. This is a novel one. This is pretty exciting. It is tomorrow night, unfortunately, sold out. The Sharks alumni versus the North Bay Guns and Hoses Hockey Club, and I can't wait to hear all about it.
Fantastic.
Thank you
for
being here.
Thank you very much for having us.
Thank you very much, Josh and Tom. And thank you, Douglas, for being here too. Good luck tomorrow night. They're out to get you.
Thank you very much. I'll be fine. Don't worry.
Okay, so yeah, see you tomorrow.
I have faith in that too. I really do.